Can you really beat a porn addiction? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Luke Gibbons with the Conquer series, which helps men to break free from porn addiction.
I think that's wonderful. And I think that in this day and age, there are images everywhere, both of men and women. And as we have found that not only men struggle with porn addiction, but women do as well.
It is happening
and
increasingly. Yeah.
It's amazing to me when you have children, how you start to notice, or how I start to notice, images. I mean, I would be driving on the highway and I would see a girl in a swimsuit or in, you know, doing something inappropriate on a billboard or in the mall.
And you'd want to protect the eyes of the kids, right?
And that's how I would notice it, because I'm like, I don't want my son to have to see this, because he's too young to get hooked to something. And any age is not good, but I mean, young, that opens the door. Do not awaken love before it so desires. And I think there's just images rampant all over the place. So it must be hard.
Yeah. But the question we're talking about is, can someone really conquer it or overcome it? Because I think a lot of people, they just rest back in addiction or porn addiction, because it's like, well, you know, it's harmless, or it doesn't really matter. Or, you know, I'm not really harming anyone.
Right.
And it's not even hurting myself. Why would I want to get rid of it?
Right.
And I think those are the arguments that are floating around that really stop a person from actually overcoming porn addiction.
Right.
But is it possible? I have to say, absolutely. There are people who've done it. There's benefits for it. I've experienced this myself. There are countless benefits to overcoming porn addiction. And I had that so much in my life that it consumed hours. I'm talking about hours in a day. And some of the verses that really helped me, like in Romans chapter 7, it says in verse 24, it says, "Oh, wretched man that I am." I mean, I felt that way. It says, "Who will deliver me from this body of death? It will be the Lord Jesus Christ."
Yeah, I think you have to get sick of those things. Give it to God and make a covenant with your eyes with the Lord instead of going off in another direction. Let's hear what Luke Gibbons have to say after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Insurance One Agency and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Are you a church, ministry, or nonprofit organization that needs insurance? If so, Brandon McCrary of Insurance One Agency has the expertise and experience to help you. Call Brandon today at 214-220-1118 to get the insurance you need to protect your organization's mission. That's Brandon McCrary at Insurance One Agency, 214-220-1118.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of six of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
With us is Luke Gibbons, who overcame pornography, and he works with a ministry called Kingdom Works, and we're going to be talking about the Conquer film. So let's welcome to the show, Luke. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on the program. I really love to be here.
Yes. So tell me, you've been free from porn for 7 years now, and I understand that at the age of 12, you got into pornography, and it was a downward battle where you suffered loss of friendships. You never dated anyone. In fact, it was messing with your work and everything. And at the age of 25 is when you got very serious, and your friends found a place for you to help get you freedom from this addiction. And you went through this program, not knowing what to expect, but that led you to your ministry, Kingdom Works. Tell me a little bit about how that bridge happened with Kingdom Works.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was in rehab, I actually wrote a letter to my church, because I'd been in youth leadership. I'd been highly active in my church. And so everybody knew who I was. So I wrote a letter to my church basically saying, "This is where I am. I'm in rehab for pornography addiction. Please forgive me." And also saying, "Look, if you struggle with this, I'd love to talk to you about it." And the week after that letter was read at church, I got a bundle of letters at rehab. And I opened the parcel and all the letters fell out and everybody else in the rehab looked at me and thought, who is this guy? But as I read those letters, I realized that I was not the only one who was struggling with this. There were quite a number of people who, reading between the lines of what they had written to me, I thought, oh, these guys are actually struggling as well. And I got back from rehab. I started to tell my friends where I had been for 6 weeks. And as I had these conversations with my friends, they all opened up to me and said, that's actually something that I'm struggling with right now, or I have struggled with. Mm. And I thought, man, is there no one out here who has been able to survive this without having been pulled under by pornography? And so as I did that, I was like, I need to find a program for the guys at my church so we can start this journey together. Something that ties together the principles of what I learned in rehab, but with biblical truths that brings those two things together. And I ran a couple of other programs at church, but back in, I think it was 2014, I was coming over to America to speak at a conference, a human trafficking conference, to share my story. And I came across a trailer for the Conquer series. And I was like, this looks incredible. This series looks like it's very well put together. It's not like just a talking head on a screen, but it's actually really engaging, like a movie.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And so I was like, what is this? And so I thought, well, maybe the guy who made it might be in Dallas or one of the big cities that I'm passing through. But it turned out that he was in West Palm Beach, which was the exact place that I was going for the conference.
Mm.
And I contacted him, and he came out to the airport as I was about to leave and gave me a couple of copies of the DVD. I took the guys at my church through it and just saw the change in them. And one of the guys who went through that with me is now leading that course at that church.
Wow.
And so just seeing that transformation is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it got my attention, let's put it that way.
Yes. So now you have this place that you work for. Not only did you like the film so much, Conquer Film, you work for this company called Kingdom Works.
Yeah.
And I imagine their heart and goal is to help men and women who are addicted to porn to get that freedom they need. And have people been getting freedom from porn?
Yeah, absolutely. We hear stories every single day about guys who go through this course and they're breaking free from it. Now, it's not instant, and we stress that with a lot of the guys who go through the course. It's not an instant thing. A lot of us go through that when we struggle with pornography. We think, if I can just pray and it will just go away and that's what it needs to be. But it doesn't happen that way. What we learn about in the Conquer series is it's not only a moral problem and a spiritual problem, but it's also a brain problem as well. And so what we have to do is learn some concepts about what's happening in the brain.
Right.
And Dr. Ted Roberts, who's the host of the Conquer series, he's very well educated in that area. And so he talks about that and talks about what we call limbic lies, which are these lies that we start to believe deep down in the limbic system of our brain, what we might call the heart. And we start to believe those lies about ourselves, and they are what brings us back to pornography all the time.
That's interesting.
Yeah, things like I'm not good enough, or just lies that we believe about our own identity.
Well, I think that's a really interesting concept right there.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you, why do you think a lot of men gravitate towards pornography? But you were saying something about, it's a lot about the self-esteem of the guy. Can you go a little bit more into that?
Yeah, so we talk about it with healing being not about self-esteem, but learning God esteem, good God esteem.
Mm.
So it's not how we view ourselves, but we have to learn about how God sees us.
Mm.
And that changes our heart because we start to realize that I'm a beloved son or daughter of God. And it really changes our identity and our perspectives. Because Satan, he's trying to pull us away from that. He tries to make us think that we're not good enough. But God is saying, no, I've paid a price for you. I've rescued you.
Yeah.
And you are my adopted children into my kingdom. You are co-heirs with Christ.
Mm.
And so that's a very transformative thing. And I found that true for my own recovery journey. And I see it true for a lot of the guys going through the Conquer series, that they just have to start to get those truths down into their soul. And so a lot of the work that we do are uncovering those lies and then combating them with what we call prophetic promises, which are those things like, I am a co-heir with Christ, I am a child of God, those kind of truths that we find in Scripture.
You know, I really like that because You wouldn't think that. You know, a lot of people think that people view pornography just because it's fun or it's something that brings some type of self-satisfaction. But you're saying it's actually a self-value thing, that when there's low self-esteem or the wrong value of a person, then a man can gravitate towards that. I can really relate to that for myself before I knew Christ, mm-hmm. and how that began to drop off when I did know Christ. So I think that's great that you guys are doing that today.
Yeah, and you know, there are people listening now who are saying, you know, I go to church every Sunday. Maybe they're elders, deacons, maybe they're youth pastors or pastors, and they feel very guilty. They feel ashamed.
Yeah.
They can't get out of the cycle. They can't break it. And they would like to know how to get this Conquer film. And if you could tell us how they can get a hold of this material, the website, your phone number, and then we're going to pray for those guys who are struggling, or girls.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are groups all around America and around the world, and I think it's over 50 countries, where people can go and participate in the Conquer series. You can find out more at conquerseries.com, or you can order the series there for yourself as well. Sometimes people aren't necessarily at a stage where they're ready to be a part of a group, and they just want to watch the series for themselves first. So you can jump onto that website and also order it for yourself to go through. Mm. And we have online groups as well, especially for pastors who maybe don't feel comfortable being a part of a local group where they might be seen by other people in their church or whatever. They need to start that journey in a confidential place. And so we do run online groups as well.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing this. We thank God that you've been free for 7 years from this addiction. And we're praying that the Lord would deliver people listening even instantaneously today. Thank you so much for being with us, Luke.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
What I really love is, I think there's a really good concept and perspective that came, that some of these addictions, it's more about how we view ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend, how do you view yourself? Do you realize the value and the potential in your life? When God looks at you, he doesn't see you as low, but he sees you as a wonderful son or daughter of him, of God.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you come into that as a realization or an actuality? The key is Jesus.
Yeah.
When Jesus died on the cross, we receive the power to become sons and daughters of God in actuality. So Father, we right now, we come to you, and Jesus, we receive in you, we believe you right now,
mm-hmm.
so that we can experience this sonship, experience this value in our life, and help us, God, to realize who we are so we're not stuck in these types of addictions.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. We just break off every bondage off of everyone who's stuck in addiction. We break it off of you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for this, and we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone listening in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.